Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Renee, how can I assist you?
Hi, Renee. This is Jesse Bryant. I'm just calling to get an inquiry on my account.
Okay. One moment. Come on. Okay, what phone number is associated with the account?
Phone number. Might be 304 643-5839. That's my home phone.
Nope.
Okay, well then try my cell phone. It'd be 304-305-0768.
Nope. All right. What's your last name?
I've never been asked about my phone number. I don't know.
Okay, what's your last name?
Bryant, Bryant.
Okay, your first name?
Jesse, Jesse.
They probably never ask you because we automatically use it.
Okay,
verify your shipping address and your email.
My address is 714 Hollybrook Drive, Harrisville, West Virginia, 26362. My email is taz3@mail.com.
Okay, what can I assist you with?
Well, I was just wondering, they haven't sent me parts. I haven't received any parts for, I don't know, a couple months probably. And now all of a sudden, I do see in my bank account now that there's $60 pending.
Okay.
And I was wondering what it was for. Because, I'm doing the Ecto-1 build.
Okay. Let me just see.
And, of course, I haven't gotten parts in a couple months. I didn't know why, but I haven't.
They probably
and,
were
but,
out of stock.
But they are pending $60 now, and I was just trying to figure out what that was for.
Okay.
Because it usually doesn't cost me that much when they send me a kit, you know. But.
Okay, I see an authorization hold for $23.94, sent to the warehouse. That's for one. And see if that was. I think it's a special. If you didn't opt out of it, they'll send it to you automatically.
Yeah, they usually send me specials.
Let me see if that was it. Yep, sent to the warehouse, $64.95. Today, or should I say yesterday? Yesterday, that's what it was.
Okay, so it was a special, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And then your regular shipment is going to be shipped out. Your last shipment was your next shipment is on May 7th. That's what they have down here.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out what was going on with my parts kits, too, because I was originally opted in for two kits a week.
Mm-hmm. But what happens is if they don't have them in stock, you should receive an email saying that they're out of stock, but I'm not sure
I don't get those.
So what happens is when you all do call, we're able to automatically see it pops up and says that it's out of stock. So I'm going to carefully say that because you haven't received anything for a while, it was out of stock, and now that it's back in stock, it will resume your regular scheduled shipments.
Okay. So they're taking, there's $60 in there now that they're that's pending, and then you said that's for a special, the $60?
Right. Mm-hmm. The $64.95, and it's gone to the warehouse. It's a payment, so they shipped it out.
Okay,
whatever
was that
payment,
for a special? Okay, was that for a special and a kit of some kind, or?
Yep, a part of the. Let me go back to it. Let me see if I can see what it was. It won't show me what it is. It says Ghostbuster box set. That's all I can see on there. Is that?
Okay.
But I can't see any other details about it.
Okay, so that's not a parts kit, though. It was a special.
Yeah, that's a special. That's part of the special. Let me see.
What, honey?
Yeah, it just shows me. Yeah, it just says that it's the box. The box set. And that is a part of the special. But not the regular kit. Your next regular kit won't be shipped out until May 7th.
Well, if I cancel, I guess that means I'll probably end up having to opt out of all the specials.
Is that special, right?
No. Well, they kind of caught me at a bad time to start sending me stuff. You know, I have been in decent financial state up until now, you know, but they never sent me anything. I wasn't getting anything at all. But now I'm kind of in a bind, and now they're taking $65. So.
Okay. At this point, there's nothing I can do about it. At this point, we don't handle that part. I can update your account. Do you want to suspend the specials for now?
Yeah. Okay. See, I can't hold on a minute. I can't just opt out of this special alone, can I?
No, let me see. Let me see if you can. I think it might be able to. Yeah, you can. So your regular shipments will still be intact, but you can opt out of those. Can you hear me?
Okay. No, I don't.
Okay.
But I don't. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I hear you. But I don't have to opt out of all the specials, right? I can just opt out of this one.
You can just opt out of the one.
Yeah, I don't want to opt out of all of them. I just want to opt out of this one here.
Okay. All right. What will happen is you'll have to, let me ask, Nate, can you return that? One moment. Okay, so yeah, you'll be able to return it. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you saying I have to wait until I get it and then send it back? Or?
Right.
So you can't I can't opt out of it and cancel it now?
Yeah, you're opt out of it now, but you won't see that they'll have to, because it's in transit right now, because it's already gone from the warehouse.
Oh, so it's already shipped then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been getting any, I haven't gotten any confirmations on anything, no emails or anything.
Yeah, they should have sent you an email stating that they were going to send. Did you check your spam?
Yeah, we sometimes it'll go into there.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to wait now until, because it's in transit at this point. So there's nothing we can do about it once it leaves the warehouse.
Okay. Well, I got my wife here, too. I'm talking with her about things. She said if there's nothing we can do about it now, you might as well just keep it.
Okay. I apologize. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. I think that's it.
Okay. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling, Eagle Moss. Stay safe. Bye-bye.